In the late 70s, Los Angeles was the center of a new wave of underground, hard-driving rock music. One of the bands that sprung up during that period and continues to generate a loyal cult following is the group X. X made their first album, Los Angeles, in 1980. Their sixth album is called See How We Are. My guests are two of the band's original members, singer-songwriter and bass guitarist John Doe and singer-songwriter Exene Cervenka. I asked John Doe if he had a sound in mind when he started X.
Basically, we wanted to offer something alternative that paid attention to lyrics and had a history of rock and roll music, you know, and all that includes. But as far as the sound we got, it was developed out of just the natural tendencies that we had.
Were you looking for a sound that was rough, kind of raw?
To a certain extent, only because the rest of music at that point was so overprocessed and produced and safe.
As opposed to now, when everything's overproduced, overprocessed, and safe.
Exene, when X got started, you had been an avant-garde poet. What was it like when you first started singing? Had you sung at home a lot? Had you been used to singing?
No, I never sung a note in my life. What it was like was it didn't matter if you could sing or if you had ever sung before. That was the point of starting bands then. It was like kind of the same thing as people at home picking up an instrument so they can sing around the piano or something and entertain their kids and be musical. It's just for your basic spirit, you know, just to do something.
What was the music scene like in Los Angeles when you got started?
There wasn't really any music scene. What was going on was a lot of big-time groups were doing showcases and getting signed to record company contracts. The live music was basically disco, cover bands, and top 40. So you had the major music city in the United States without a live local music scene. It was as if someone gave us the keys to the city and said, here, go forth and conquer. In the time it takes to pay my hotel bill, I can lose my mind, walk out the door, I'm working alone. Everything I want to bring out many times, and then I want it, and no time to get it wrong.
When you were playing during the punk scene in Los Angeles in the late 70s, there was a lot of what really appeared to outsiders to be very violent and aggressive reactions, slam dancing in which people would kind of like knock
later.
Into each other. That was after you were performing?
That came more like in 81, 82, when the hardcore scene kind of got involved. When we started out for the first like 3 years or so, if I was singing a song and I felt like, gee, I think I'll just go in the audience now, it was great. You know, people wouldn't grab you in unfriendly places, and they wouldn't hit you, and they wouldn't do things to you. Then all of a sudden, like in 1981, towards the end, I think it was, I could be off by as much as a year, all these like really weird people started coming with their heads shaved, and they started spitting at the band and screaming at us and saying they hated us and jumping up on stage, and it just was really ruined.
As you started getting better known, some of your initial audiences, some of your first audiences who were still very devoted listeners started to think, well, gee, maybe these guys are selling out. And in 1981, Billboard had a short article that was headlined, LA Group X Refutes Charges That It's Sold Out.
Oh, I remember that.
I thought that was really funny. I mean, considering that so many people had never even heard of you and like you're refuting charges that you've sold out.
Yeah, it's tragic, isn't it, that people can be so silly about stuff like that. It's just because people feel real personal about us, and they don't want us to go away or change. They want us to be their own personal band, and, of course, that's nice, and we appreciate that, but you do need to make a living at some point in your life.
You write really interesting songs, and the songs that you both write are frequently scenes, almost like little scenarios, a short story. And there's a lot of detail in the lyrics. Can you tell me what you think makes a good lyric?
I think what makes a good lyric to me is a good writer. No, it's true. And then you have to define what a good writer is.
Uh-huh.
And the only way you can define what a good writer is just by reading something and saying, God, that's good.
Can you tell me how you wrote See How We Are?
See How We Are was written over about a 4-month period. And I knew it was going to be a special song, so I didn't rush it. I just waited until I had different experiences to write the different verses.
They're out and lost in jail, crowded 52 rooms. There's 20 rats in this cage of the world. And the women know their place, they sit home and write letters. Then they visit once a year. Where they both just sit there and stare, see how we are. Gotta keep bars in between us, see how we are. We only sing about it once in every 20 years, see how we are, oh, see how we are. Now there are 7 kinds of coke, 500 kinds of cigarettes. This freedom of choice in the USA drives everybody crazy. Down in Acapulco, well, they don't give a damn. Back in San Chiclis with no shoes on their feet. See how we are. Hey, man, what's in it for me? See how we are. We only sing about it once in every 20 years.
There have been some changes in the band in the past few years. You both used to be married, and now you're divorced from each other. You're each, I believe, married to somebody else now. Was it hard to keep the band together as the marriage was breaking up?
Not really. They're two different things.
Both of you have started acting careers. Exene, you were in the film Salvation.
Yeah.
And, mm-hmm. And John, you've been in a couple of movies, Borderline Radio and Slam Dance.
Yeah, it's called Border Radio.
Border Radio, thanks.
And Slam Dance, and I had a small part in Salvador.
Is there a kind of role that you aspire to now?
Just one that doesn't involve rock and roll.
Yeah.
Because you want to have an acting career independent from music?
Yeah. Well, as soon as somebody in movies hears that John Doe or Exene or Sting or whoever the hell is acting, then they send them scripts where they play rock and roll musicians. And that's not acting, and it's not fun. So you just say thank you very much, but I'd rather do something where I play a homicide detective.
You're 8 months pregnant, Exene. Mm-hmm. How do you think having a baby is going to affect your music?
My husband's a real big X fan, so he wants to come on the tour and bring the baby and make a big happy family out of it. So we may stay doing this, and if it's too hard, I'll just quit and do something else.
Have you gotten any strange reactions from fans who aren't used to seeing pregnant performers on stage?
I think most people are just real happy. They see it and they go, God, that's great. Exene's going to have a baby.
On the other hand, you have the really astute observer who, when we walk on stage, looks at me and says, my God, he's got a beard. And she's standing right in front of Exene.
Oh, that's really a riot.
John's got a beard, though, too.
Yeah, I do, but, I mean, she mm-hmm. completely missed the fact that Exene was 8 months pregnant.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I wish you the best, and I thank you both very much for talking with us.
Right on. We'll see you later.
Exene Cervenka and John Doe of the rock band X. Their new album, See How We Are, is on Elektra Records. They spoke to us from KQED in San Francisco.